Picture this. You book an Airbnb for hundreds of dollars. You're excited to relax on vacation, but then you see this. A folder of chores. Mop the floor, put out the garbage, clean the shower, do the laundry, all after a single night stay. But then you check out and you're still charged an extra $100 for a cleaning fee when they asked you to clean. This is the Airbnb experience. Airbnb was supposed to be the affordable, authentic way to travel, yet it feels like a scam. And now they're paying for it. Their Q1 2025 income dropped by a massive 40%. Their share price has gone mostly sideways this entire time, and investors now think Airbnb is overvalued. But many guests saw this coming from a mile away. How did we get here? The 2010s saw the rise of the shared economy. There's the ones we all know like Uber, Lyft, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Airbnb, but there's also a lot more. There's Turo, GetAround, Spinlister, DogVacay, Rover, EatWith, and many, many more. These were all tech startups that were looking to disrupt the old and massive industries, yet the most successful was Airbnb. I actually really like the business model of Airbnb. You book a room that's not a hotel, but someone else's home. It lets people leverage an asset of their own and fill a new demand. Traveling abroad? Rent out your home, have someone clean it up, and reset it. Profit. Own a second home? Charge short-term visits the price of a week's rent per night. Profit. Of course, it's not that simple, but it opened up a massive new market. Sure, anyone could have opened a bed and breakfast before. That's been happening for years. But Airbnb made it way easier for those mom-and-pop short-term rentals to exist. How? With visibility, a gigantic platform, a unified rating system where you can book, pay, and organize your stay in one place. Not to mention, your stay was often cheaper than a hotel and it was often the entire house. It felt like a gigantic life hack for the industry and it makes you think, wait, why weren't we doing this all along? Airbnb launched in 2008. Founded by Brian Chesky, Joe Gebbia, and Nathan Bledrzyk, and pretty quickly, it exploded. By 2010, they passed 1 million bookings, and just over 2 years later, that climbed to 12 million. The platform was quickly becoming a disruptor. Hotels were getting worried as they saw their customers move to this new, cheaper, easier alternative. For the 2014 Rio World Cup alone, Airbnb hosted over 100,000 guests, and while their bookings were growing, so was their funding. 7 million in 2010, 100 million just months later, 200 million in 2013, all the way to 1 billion in 2016. But then came 2020. When the pandemic hit, many thought that was the end of Airbnb. Very few were traveling, and those that were didn't want to be. One industry report wrote that, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, travelers felt more at ease staying at fully equipped properties than at hotels where social distancing could be challenging. In their 2020 IPO, Airbnb had a valuation of $47 billion, and soon after, in Q3 2021, recorded its first profit, $830 million. And that was on just $2.2 billion in revenue, meaning they had huge margins. The company was growing massive and fast, while other shared economy companies were struggling. Uber, for one, had burned $32 billion worth of venture capital, and even after going public, still hadn't turned a profit. Many of the other startups fizzled out and went bankrupt altogether, but Airbnb was different. Revenue was climbing, profit was growing, it seemed like Airbnb had it all figured out, which brings us to today, and there's something weird going on. Look at their revenue. Massive growth until 2025 where it's very flat. In Q1 2025, their revenue grew 6%, but their net income dropped by 41%. From $260 million to $154 million. Investors who had poured hundreds of millions into the company were getting worried. Maybe Airbnb was getting overvalued? The stock price going only sideways and down doesn't help. Some are even shorting the company. What's going on? Airbnb was exploding, but now it's dying? They just became profitable, but now things are dwindling? Over the years, guests began to notice a pattern. the easy, cheaper Airbnb started showing some quirks. One of them was the cleaning fee.
I was booking an Airbnb for $49 a night, what I thought it was going to cost based upon what I saw on Airbnb. And by the time I checked out, it cost me $129, which is almost three times the price that I paid. In fact, the cleaning fee itself was more expensive than the actual per night fee.
However, the problem isn't just the cleaning fee. It's that this is often charged to you after you stay. It was a hidden fee, but it gets worse. Despite many hosts charging you a cleaning fee, many hosts give you a long list of chores on top of that fee. This was baffling. The last time I stayed at an Airbnb in the US, it had an entire binder full of chores that needed to be completed before checkout that was not mentioned in the listing, plus a $200 cleaning fee, and we were there for two nights. We had to wash the linens and put the beds back, run the dishwasher, clean the bathroom, and put everything back in a certain way. They had detailed instructions for how they wanted things. Vacuum, mop, and everything. After that, we decided no more messing with US Airbnbs. Hotels are cheaper and more convenient. If you want people to stay with you and to give you money, and you reward that with a long list of chores, they're not going to give you business. To make matters worse, Airbnb has been getting more expensive. The average daily rate surged in late 2021 as much as 20%. This was the high demand after the pandemic and the low supply, yet it kept going up. In early 2024, the rates in Europe and North America surged up 18.8% and 13.9% respectively. The rates were going up while it became more annoying to rent. There was a deep resentment towards Airbnb. Not only that, there was a clear disconnect between the hosts and the guests. One host argument is, "We're not a hotel, it's a shared economy," or how guests don't understand what this entails. Flat cleaning fee because we can't know where you touched, so we gotta deep clean the whole house regardless of stay length. This partially makes sense, but most of this doesn't quite hold up. Hosts might be in the shared economy and say guests just don't understand the industry, but guests are thinking, why am I doing chores on vacation? Whether hosts like it or not, they're still competing against hotels. When you charge hotel tier prices, you can't sneak in chore lists and call it home sharing. This is just one part of guests' misunderstanding of how the short-term rental industry works. I have many times considered writing a blog or sharing videos of how to be a good guest. Yikes. Hosts were becoming condescending, arrogant, and even a bit entitled, and this made guests want to use the app even less. This honestly pisses me off. I pay to stay at the home, I pay a cleaning fee, this is supposed to be a vacation, a time to rest and relax. I do not want to clean. If I did, I would have stayed home. Some hosts have zero shame, I swear. If you annoy your customers, they're just gonna go elsewhere. Granted, some pretty good memes have come out of the situation. If taxis become cheaper than Uber and more convenient, people are going to stop using Uber. To be clear, you should not trash your Airbnb. Put the dishes in the dishwasher and the trash in the bin. But can you imagine if you went to a cafe, but before you left, the owner asked, "Could you please clean the dishes?" The next customer is going to use them, and then charged you a cleaning fee after doing so. Airbnb bookings are slowing down and the profit is falling, and we can see why. Yet something else is also happening. Over the years, we've racked up over 160 million views, yet somehow we still haven't reached 1 million subscribers. That conversion rate is even worse than Airbnb's cleaning fees. My dream is to reach 1 million subscribers by the end of this year, and if you subscribe, we can actually make that dream a reality. Guests began to ask the question, where's the value? But outside of the company, something interesting has happened. Somehow, Airbnb has become a big advertisement for hotels. Wait, you're telling me I can get a clean room, fresh towels, daily cleaning, no chores, and even room service, no hidden $150 cleaning fee for the same price as an Airbnb? Guests are beginning to realize that maybe the old way wasn't so bad. After the pandemic, Airbnb rebounded fast, while hotels struggled to get back on their feet. everyone preferred the new digital disruptor to the old model. But now it seems like the opposite. Airbnb is slowing down, but hotels are growing. The average occupancy rate is growing slowly, though still a bit short of 2019, but the average daily rate and the revenue per room are growing faster. Guest spending also reached a record high of $777 billion. San Francisco hotels are booming, up as much as 70% in 2025. Obviously, hotels have their own downsides. But the idea that the shared economy was going to replace them is not the world we live in today. Airbnb hasn't removed cleaning fees, but it's begun changing how they work. Instead of a deceptive hidden fee, they're reworking the charge to be all-inclusive with the entire booking, called a total price display. It's how it should have been from the start, but it's a positive change, though it might be too late. The damage to the brand was already done. Airbnb's business is slowing down. The experience's relaunch has underwhelmed investors with no material revenue contributions yet. Meanwhile, free cash flow is inflated by one-time gains such as share repurchases, $807 million in Q1, which may not be sustainable. Many are even suggesting to short Airbnb in the near future. So how is Airbnb responding? Let's go back to those financials. The huge drop in income, despite the slight increase in revenue, has another side to it. They've begun spending big on R&D, investing over $2.1 billion in the last 12 months alone. That's a 20% increase year over year. So what are they developing? Airbnb is pivoting to services. You might have caught it in that earlier quote, but one of them is Airbnb Experiences. Launched in over 650 cities, experiences are unique stays that you can't get anywhere else. Personal meals made by a Michelin star chef, a Lucha Libre training session with Retro, a professional luchador. Experiences are essentially high-ticket, highly tailored stay for the whales, the high-paying guests, less volume but incredible margins. They even have an originals category. While that sounds like something from Netflix, it's actually experiences for the super elite. An afternoon game of catch with NFL quarterback Patrick Mahomes. A beach volleyball session on Rio's beach with Olympian Carolina Solberg. Or a glam session with pop star Sabrina Carpenter. Unfortunately, this hasn't helped as much as planned, but honestly, these services are some of the best things Airbnb can do. It's hard to be the cheapest, the best, and the most convenient. Airbnb has essentially failed at all of them. But their model is the shared economy, so why not leverage it? Their accommodation is essentially crowdsourced and will always be very different to hotels, but it's not the only thing Airbnb has planned. They're also launching services. You can book personal chefs, massage therapists, personal trainers, hairstylists in hundreds of cities. This also makes a lot of sense. People use Airbnb to book vacations, and listings always include things to do in the description. Why not go a step further and let customers book that on the app? This is Airbnb's new strategy: stays, services, experiences. But I wonder if it'll be enough. Airbnb shows what happens when you forget who you're serving: regular people on vacation. Their massive R&D spend into experiences and services shows they know something's wrong, and it'll likely help, but maybe they're trying to fix the wrong problem. The issue was never about needing more features. It was about hosts treating guests like unpaid housekeepers while charging hotel prices. In trying to be both a tech platform and a hospitality company, they ended up being neither. Sometimes, disruption just makes people appreciate what they already had. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.